This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
America. Can somebody help me with that? What's going on here in America? Coach Dave Dominar sitting in today for my friend Bradley Dean, asking the question, what's going on in America? Holy smokes. Whatever happened to science, folks? Whatever happened to law? Whatever happened to America? Again, Coach Dave Dominar sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today out of the refrigerator here in central Ohio. That's where I'm headquartered. You can find more about our ministry, Past the Salt, at CoachDaveLive.com. I do a morning show of my own. Find it on the internet. Find it on some radio stations throughout the nation. CoachDaveLive.com. Appreciate Bradley always giving me a chance to sit in for him when he's out somewhere busy, out expanding the gospel of the kingdom of God. And it's an honor to be in here today with you. What's going on? What happened to America? What happened to America, folks? Say, Coach, what are you talking about? Well, I just got a lot of things on my heart today I'd like to share with you. I'd love for you to jump in and become part of the conversation. No matter where you are, all across the fruited plains here in the good old U.S. of A, time we took a good hard look at ourselves, isn't it? Would you agree with me, folks? There's something wrong in America. How do we get in this situation? Something wrong? I guess you say, Coach, what are you talking about today? Here's what I'm talking about. You know, they're killing babies in New York. You know that, don't you? Killing babies. At what point is that going to begin to matter to Americans? Say, well, I'm pro-life. Yeah, I guess you are. I like pepperoni pizza. I like the Cleveland Browns. I'm pro-life. Sometimes it sounds like nothing more than a political position somebody would take. Something like you would do when you were becoming part of a team of a or a gang. I'm pro-life. I'm for that. They're killing babies, you know. Killing babies. State of New York, not just babies, not just unborn babies, which is, by the way, the lie that they told us about a woman's health. Women's right to choose, women's health. We want to give women good health care. In fact, if I remember right, that abortion debate, well, I've been in this fight a long time. And I go so far back that I remember that they said that they wanted to take the abortions and they wanted to move them out of the back alleys. You guys remember that? Say, get those abortions out of the back alleys. Let's put away the coat hangers and let's give women health care, even though in women's health care, abortion, there's always one dead, one wounded at the end of the procedure. Somehow that's health care. We're killing a baby became health care. Well, I guess that comes from a different time and a different age. But see, the mask has come off now, hasn't it? The mask is off because clearly it's not about women's health. Oh, they may put that in the legislation. They may put that in the bill. You know, a woman can kill her baby up to 9 months if she's emotionally distraught or the health of the woman. See, health of a woman can mean a lot of different things, can it? Health of a woman. And see, we make the leap in our own mind we make the assumption that when they're talking about the health of a woman, they're talking about the life of a woman. Those aren't the same thing, health of a woman, the life of a woman. Then the state of New York now, thanks to Governor Cuomo, good Catholic governor, by the way, pro-life governor, I believe. According to Governor Cuomo, got some other things I'd like to say about him. And the legislators there in New York, he can now kill a baby up to the moment of birth. But they told us it was about a woman's health, a woman's right to choose. We heard all those lies, didn't we? Back alley abortions. Well, back alley abortions are now legal. They've been legalized in the state of New York. According to this legislation that's just passed, you don't even have to be a doctor to perform an abortion anymore. So back alley abortions are legal. What do you think about that, church? What do you think about that, America? Are you pro-life? Does that mean anything? Are you willing to stand up and speak up and defend the plight of the unborn? Are you going to do what the scripture tells us to do, to rescue the women and orphans in the time of struggle? Are you going to do what the scriptures say have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them? Are you going to do what the scriptures say to rescue those who are unjustly led to the slaughter? Are you going to do that, folks? Are we going to do that? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I'd like to talk with you about. What's it going to take to get you off of the couch? What's it going to take? How many more babies are going to have to die before you get involved? Better yet, how many babies are going to have to die before your pastor gets involved? How many babies are going to have to die up to post? We're soon going to see post-birth abortions. They're just not going to call them that yet. That's certainly, what's the old adage? Give them an inch and they take a mile. Huh? What do they call that? Yeah, coach. Yeah, they just move it a little bit at a time. Let's just advance a little bit at a time. That's what's going on. And where's the church? Where's the church? We're going to talk about that today. Can courts legalize? Can the legislature legalize murder? Is abortion murder? If it's murder, can it be legalized? Can some elected officials get together and vote it as murder? Can a judge declare it to be murder? Oh, you heard what was going on in Iowa. I just got back from Iowa this weekend. I'm going to fill you in on that as well. Wake up, church. They're killing babies, you know. Killing babies. They're not blobs of tissue. No. They're not fetuses. They're not, what do they call that? Blobs of life, a collection of cells. No, folks. We're smarter than that. They're killing babies. They're killing babies. Right up to the moment of birth in New York City, they're killing babies. I have to open up the phone lines today. You can call at any time, try to get in here. We'll be gentle with you, although I don't feel very gentle today. We'll be gentle with you. The number, if you want to jump in here, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And I'm not here to make you feel comfortable. Sometimes people listen to me and say, Coach, you yell too much for me. Well, it's time somebody yelled. It's time somebody got excited. It's time somebody did something. They're killing babies, you know, right here in the good old U.S. of A. They're killing babies. Be right back on the other side. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Love to hear from you. Love to hear why it's okay. Love to hear why a woman has a right to choose. Give me a call. They're killing babies. Don't know if anybody told you that. Killing babies right here in America.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing a light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Jay Dobemeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. I'm a boat rocker. That's what Bradley says. I love the intro to his program. I'm a boat rocker. That's what I'm about. That's what I try to do. And again, you can find us at CoachDaveLive.com. At CoachDaveLive.com. And we're talking today about what does it mean? Pro-life. What does that even mean? I'm pro-life. How can we live in a country and in a nation where they now have legalized abortion right up to the point of birth? The church remains silent about that. Is your pastor talking about it? Did your pastor on Sunday say anything at all about what they'd legalized in New York this last week? The murder of babies up to the point of birth. Boy, we're barbarous, aren't we? Barbarous, whatever the word. Aren't we? Aren't we forever? You know, I just happened to spend a week, this last weekend, I was with a group of men. We have an organization called the Salt and Light Brigade, and the purpose of the Salt and Light Brigade is try to awaken and shaken Christian men in particular to get out of the safety and the security of the pew, get out and get engaged in the battle, do what we can to advance the kingdom of God, that the battle, the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman is raging right in front of us, my friends. That goes back to Genesis 4, by the way, after Adam and Eve ate the apple and God showed up in the garden. He said, hey, what's going on here? What'd you do? And, of course, Adam spoke up. God, the woman you gave me, so you gave me this woman. I wouldn't be in this mess, Lord, if you hadn't given me this woman. The woman you gave me, she tricked me. She didn't really get tricked, though, did she? Eve was deceived. Adam knew better. And Adam fell from grace that day. All of humanity fell from grace. But from that point on, God spoke to the devil, the old serpent, Beelzebub, Slewfoot. What did he say to him? He said, I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman. between her seed and your seed. She's going to crush your head and going to bruise your heel. And that eternal struggle and that eternal battle has broken forth throughout the eons of time. That's why we're sitting here today in 2019. And that's why I come behind this microphone and ask you, how long are we going to put up with it? They're killing babies, you know. How long are we going to put up with this? The seed of the serpent. Now, let's stop right there on that word a minute. Seed of the serpent. Seed of the woman. What happens when you plant a seed? What is supposed to happen when you plant a seed? Well, it seems to me you put a seed in the ground, and whatever you put in the ground, that's what you pick. In other words, you reap what you sow. You plant corn, you get corn. You plant beans, you get beans. You plant sassafras, you get sassafras. I guess that's a tree. You plant strawberries, you get strawberries. So you plant a human seed inside of a woman, you get a human being. You get a human being. That's what you get. And the Lord said that this battle that's going to rage across the eons of time is going to be this battle between her seed and your seed, between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Has this dawned on you yet, folks? Do you know that the devil has kids? That's right. The seed of the serpent, the devil has kids. In fact, a couple times in the Bible, Jesus turned to and said, "You are of your father, the devil." What? Yes, sir. "You are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do." So there it is. There's that battle. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman playing out before us. We got that the seed of the woman are little image bearers of Christ. Spiritually, little image bearers of Christ. Because God is the Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. But we know that the only way that you get into this natural world in which we live, from the spiritual realm into the natural realm, the only way that you're able to get in this world is through a body. That's the only way God could get in there. God just couldn't even walk in, although He probably could. He couldn't just walk into the world. He had to come into the world through a woman, like everyone else, because the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. And the seed of the woman was the creator of all mankind, incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us. We've seen since that moment in the garden that the purpose has been the destruction of the seed. That's what abortion is, my friends. The destruction of the little image bearers. Those little babies created in the image of God. When's that going to start mattering to us, Christians? When is the destruction of the seed inside the woman going to begin to matter to us? I live in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. It's what I jokingly try to say to people. And, you know, it's dead of winter right now. We're getting ready to wrap up January, which makes me feel good because February 2nd, we're halfway through winter, Groundhog Day. We'll be halfway through it. So we're about 4 days from being halfway through winter. And anybody who lives in Ohio or anyone that lives in Minnesota or anybody that lives any place where it's cold understands that you don't plant seed in the winter because it won't grow. Ground's hard, cold, it won't grow. But we know that when the spring breaks and We turn that ground over and we plow it and we make it ready for the seed to be put into it. Then when the seed gets into the ground, it's corn from the moment it's planted. The only thing it takes is a little bit of time. So you plant the corn into the ground. My dad, when we were young, my dad used to plant that sweet corn that he called it. It was 6 week corn. 6 weeks. So Dad knew that when he planted the corn this week, it would be 6 weeks before the corn was ripe. But it was corn from the time we put it into the ground. It was a little seed of corn. And we knew that 6 weeks later, we'd be able to peel it and eat it and enjoy some sweet corn. That's the seed inside a woman. It's going to be corn. It's going to be a full-grown ear of corn. Now, obviously, in being facetious, not corn. It's going to be a full-grown human being, and it's not any less human being because of where it is in the in its development. Just because that it hasn't sprouted all of its kernels, it's corn nonetheless. And we have not wakened up. The church has not wakened up to the fact of what we see going on. What's happening is the eternal struggle in Genesis 4, the seed of the serpent gets the seed of the woman. That the devil, my friends, is hell-bent, if I could use that term, the devil is hell-bent on killing the seed, destroying the seed. If he can't get the seed in the womb, he's going to get the seed through alcoholism and drug addiction and pornography and transgenderism and homosexuality. If he can't get the seed before it gets out of the womb, he's going to attack that seed in many different ways. Because why? He wants to steal from God that little image bearer inside that womb created in the image of God. It's a battle from the seed of the serpent into the seed of the woman. And those of us who've made it out of the womb and now have come to Christ as our Savior, we are the children of God. We are the children of the seed of the woman. It is our job to do what? To earnestly contend for that faith, to that enmity of the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Why, we're the ones that are supposed to stand up and say no to abortion. We're supposed to do that. The seed of the woman. But we bought the lies when they told us it wasn't a baby. They told us it was a blob of tissue. They told us that a woman had a right to choose. Told us all of those lies, and we believed all those lies. And now, as I said earlier, they've taken the mask off. It's not about the health of the woman. It's not about the life of the woman. It's about the selfishness of a woman. My body, my right, my life, my choice. My. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. And can I give you the reverse of that? Can I give you the worst? Greater hatred has no woman than this, than she would destroy the life inside of her so she could have a better life. Just the reverse. The devil counterfeits everything, folks. We're coming upon the break. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear any solutions that you might have to be able to. What should the church be doing? They're killing babies, you know. 866-582-9933. I'll be gentle with you. 866-582-9933. And I forgot to say, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Coach Dave Live, sitting in for Bradley Dean today. 866-582-9933. You call right now. We'll get you right up. We'll get you right on. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me what the church ought to be doing. They're killing babies, you know. They're killing babies. Coach Dave for Bradley Dean. Right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A special House Senate committee is looking to craft a long-term budget extension to avert another partial government shutdown. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News she hopes there isn't another partial government shutdown.
Nobody wants the government shut down. What we want is for the Democrats to negotiate.
Venezuela's Supreme Court is barring opposition leader Juan Guaido from leaving the country. The court, packed with members that are loyal to President Nicolas Maduro, also ordered Guaido's assets frozen. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the situation in Venezuela does affect Americans.
We used to have this idea called the Monroe Doctrine, which is interest in your hemisphere, and for too long we've ignored that. It is in our interest to ensure that there is democracy in Venezuela. We're not coming in to impose democracy on an unwilling population. The population deeply wants it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, Bradley Dean. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean today. Busy guy. Bradley's all over the place. I just want to thank him for the opportunity to be able to sit in with him. That he would trust me to come in here and not step on too many toes or flip over too many tables. But I'm just simply asking the question today. What's wrong with America? What's wrong with America? Can you imagine if in America today, my friends, that there was a puppy slaughterhouse down the road from you? Can you imagine if you got in your car and you drove down the street and there was a place on the street corner where they killed puppies? They would call it planned puppyhood or come up with some nice sounding name where they went down there and daily they put to death little puppies. Can you imagine the outrage that we would feel if you were able to go down there and take your children down there and see the little puppies, pet them before they were carried away into the death? Because see, the scriptures, not the scriptures, but there's an old saying, out of sight, out of mind. The fact that you can't see the puppies. They kill them in secret. That's the only thing that would keep you from being outraged. But see, they're killing little babies, little image bearers made, little children made in the image of Christ. There's not much boat rocking going on. I was in Iowa, as I said last thing, I was in Iowa this last weekend, and I don't know if you folks are aware. We've heard of what's going on in New York, where they legalized the House, Senate, Governor of New York has passed a bill legalizing abortion up till the moment of birth. I believe they would call that infanticide, wouldn't they? Well, by the way, whatever happened to that partial birth abortion ban? But I digress. I saw that in the state of Iowa, which is one of the reasons we went out there, that Iowa just this last week passed a law called a heartbeat bill. And the heartbeat bill in the state of Iowa, passed by the representatives and the Senate and signed by the governor, the heartbeat bill protected unborn children from the moment that a heartbeat could be detected. Now, folks, stay with me here. I'm comparing New York and Iowa. We happen to be in the state of Iowa where Iowans said, we want to protect unborn babies, as opposed to New York, where they said, we want to be able to kill unborn babies. The contradiction could not be more stark. What happened? In Iowa, a state judge, not a federal judge, not even a Supreme Court judge, but a state judge in Iowa spit in the face of all Iowans when he said that law that protects unborn children would have a heartbeat. That law that prohibits someone from killing an unborn baby with a heartbeat, that law, pardon while I use the term loosely, judge said that's unconstitutional, that it doesn't meet the law, and that a woman has the right to kill her baby with a heartbeat. Well, at the same time, in New York, the legislature said that a woman in New York has a right to kill a baby up till the moment of birth. Now, I want to ask you something, friends. Controversial as that may sound, where's the judge in New York saying, whoa, 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 this violates the law. I'm going to put a restraining order. I'm going to put a stop to the enforcement of this bill until we have greater time to review. Where's that judge, folks? And if a judge did do that, can you imagine how the left would scream and holler about judicial overreach and yada, 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 yada? So we were in Iowa this weekend. And on Monday, this Monday, I went with a group of my friends, 15 of us to be exact. We showed up outside the courthouse in Des Moines, Iowa, outside the office of the judge who ruled this dastardly restraint that unborn babies cannot be protected by law in Iowa, where he ruled it unconstitutional or put a halt on it. We showed up out there, and you know what our sign said? Not in Iowa. Not in Iowa. We held signs that said Iowa protects babies. Iowa doesn't kill babies. Iowa protects babies. Because the same legislature in New York that said they wanted to kill babies and no judge overruled it, the same political type body state legislature in Iowa says we want to protect babies. And a judge steps in and says, no. Where's the judge in New York saying no? Well, here's what I know, friend. It's up to the church to end abortion. That's why we showed up outside of the judge's chambers with our signs, not in Iowa. Not in Iowa. You're not going to kill babies in Iowa. In fact, I came across something this weekend. I'm sorry, a couple weeks ago now that I think about it. The U.S. Constitution, now those who talk about abortion say, you know, the Constitution doesn't really speak to the issue of life. And people say, oh, yes, it does. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, and among those are life. And they tell us that the Declaration of Independence, which I just partially quoted to you there, they say, well, the Declaration of Independence was not the Constitution. That wasn't, the Declaration of Independence isn't law. The Constitution, which was written after the Declaration of Independence, that's law, so they said. But I came across something this weekend, folks. Made the point this weekend. Let me clarify that. I made the point this weekend when I went to the U.S. Constitution and I looked at the preamble of the United States Constitution. Remember now, the argument is, the Declaration of Independence is not the Constitution. It was merely an appeal that was written by people separating themselves from England. They were not yet a government, so therefore the Declaration of Independence had no constitutional bearing, had no, it was not law. That was their argument. And even though it says that everybody has the right to life and to liberty and to the pursuit of happiness, as good as that sounds and as much as we all might agree with it, that is not law. The law, they tell us, is only in the Constitution. So I was reading the preamble to the Constitution, and it says this. I have it in front of me right now, as Rush would say, my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, although I never smoked, so I would be stealing that line. We the people of the United States, it says, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And folks, I brushed right over and you didn't even catch it. And neither did I. In the many times that I've read it, I didn't catch it. There it is. We do ordain and establish this Constitution for who? The blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Oh, my. So I got my mind racing, got my mind working. I went to the dictionary. I clicked on the law of dictionary, and I clicked on posterity. And what did it say posterity was? Well, my goodness, posterity, future generation. That's what the law dictionary says. Posterity is future generation. Posterity is all of a person's descendants. Folks, when they signed the Constitution back in 1791, where was I? I wasn't anywhere. I wasn't, as they say, I wasn't even a glint in my father's eye back in 1791. My dad wasn't even a glint in somebody's eye back in 1791. Yet, the Constitution did what? It secured the blessings of liberty to me back in 1791 when I hadn't even been thought of. So right in the Constitution itself, it declares that the blessings of liberty and all the rights of the Constitution apply to our posterity. Not unborn babies? Aren't unborn babies posterity? Folks, they've been playing tricks on us. The devil's been playing tricks. Ourselves and our posterity. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. They're killing babies in America. We got to stand up and do something about it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupons. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Where does this hour go? Coach Dave. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean here. Honored to be able to sit in as we wrap up this cold, cold afternoon here. And at least out here where I am in outside of Columbus, Ohio, in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. I know it could be colder where you are. If you're up in Wisconsin or you're up in Minnesota, as they say, you're probably having it worse than we are, but brother, it is a cold, cold day here. I was asking somebody on my own show today, which you can find at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. Would you rather die from heat or die from cold? Man, I walked out to my car this morning and that wind was whipping, and that 7 below 0 and that wind. I thought, oh my goodness, it's very, very miserable, very quick. Oh, but I think there's probably a reason why. Hell is fire, huh? Rather than ice. Folks are killing babies. I hate to continue to keep harping on that today, but God help me to help people to understand exactly what it is that we're dealing with here in the good old U.S. of A, and how we've turned a blind eye to it. And as we begin to wrap up the program here, let me make a point to you that I think is really, really important for us to understand. Abortion is not legal in the United States of America, no matter how much they tell you that it is. Abortion, they talk about Roe versus Wade, legalizing abortion. In fact, in the Kavanaugh hearings that when Judge Kavanaugh was running to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, not running, but when he was under review, they kept saying that, asking him if abortion was Roe versus Wade was settled law. Settled law. Well, folks, first of all, I don't think there's anything that's settled law. I mean, if murder's not settled law, abortion certainly isn't settled law. But I try to get people, I just ask them a simple question. Because we've been deceived by so many different things. So I ask the simple question. Going back into your eighth grade social studies class, can somebody tell me how we make a law? How does a law become passed and to be officially become a law? And most times when you talk to people, they have to think about it, scratch their head, and go back somewhere into their memory bank and try to remember, what was that? Let's see, there's a... there's the House of Representatives, and there's the Senate, and somehow they get together, and I sort of remember, Coach, but I don't exactly. Well, let me refresh it. Let me refresh it, because they just did this in Iowa. The way a law is made, by the way, friends, courts don't make law. Courts don't make law. Not only don't make law, they can't make law. They're not allowed to make laws. The way law is made is to take the House of Representatives, whether it be in your state or whether it be in your federal government, it doesn't matter. Someone in the House of Representatives produces what they call a bill. And bill is nothing more than a proposed law. And they say, we would like to, for instance, let's say we want to do away with fishing on Sundays. Let's say somebody wants to pass a law making fishing on Sunday illegal. So they present a bill in the House of Representatives, and the people in the House of Representatives, all the elected officials, because we are part of we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. So the people come together in the who've been duly elected by their representatives. They come together and they discuss the pros and the cons of fishing or hunting on Sunday. At the conclusion of the debate, the House of Representatives votes yea or nay, yes or no, on whether or not they think that the bill should be passed to make fishing and hunting illegal on Sunday. So let's say they pass the bill. Yes, hunting and fishing illegal on Sunday. Is it a law yet? Well, no, it's not a law yet. Now it goes to the Senate, the other part of the bicameral Congress, where the senators, two from each state, well, the Senate does the exact same thing. They take the bill that was just passed in the House, they take it to the Senate, and the Senate discusses it, and then they vote on it. And if the Senate, through all their debate and argument, they decide that, yes, you know, we should stop hunting and fishing on Sundays, they vote on it. And if it passes the Senate, is it now a law? No, it's not a law yet. Because maybe there were some amendments made in the law, and if there were some amendments made by the Senate, the House passed the bill, and the Senate made a few changes, and then they passed a bill that was very similar. Then that bill goes back to what they call reconciliation, and the House and the Senate and the representatives get together, and they come up with a new bill, and they both pass it, and then it becomes a law, right? The House passes this reconciled bill, the Senate passes this reconciled bill, and now it becomes a law, right? No, not so fast, Junior. Not so fast. It's still not a law. Because now it goes to the governor or the president of the United States. And if the president signs that bill, then it becomes law. But if he doesn't sign it, then it goes back to the House and the Senate. He vetoed it. They're called a veto. And if the House and the Senate and the president don't all agree and pass it, then it goes back to the House and the Senate where they can veto, where they can override the veto with two-thirds of majorities. And if they do that, then it becomes law. But until that happens, till the House passes it, the Senate passes it, and the president signs it, it is not a law. Folks, let me ask you this question. I hope you're sitting down today. Can somebody show me the Roe versus Wade law? Was there a law made that legalized abortion? The answer to that question is no. No, there wasn't. How about this one, folks? Could somebody please point me to the law that legalized, as they say, the law of the land is now a man can marry a man, gay marriage. Could someone point to that law for me? Well, of course you can, because why? There was never a law passed. You say, well, Coach, if there was never a law passed, how did homosexual marriage become legal? Well, it isn't legal. They just tell us it is, because in order for a homosexual marriage to become legal, the House, the Senate must pass the bill. It must go to the senators I'm sorry, to the president, he must sign the bill. Then it becomes law. If he doesn't do that, it is no law. That is the only way that the people in a representative republic maintain control of their government. Roe versus Wade is not law. There is no law. Show me the law. You say, well, the Supreme Court ruled, Coach. Well, yes, they did rule, but they don't make law. They ruled that the law, well, the case that came before this, the Supreme Court ruled that that was being improperly enforced, and therefore the bill, I'm sorry, the Senate and the House have to deal with that and make that law such a way that it would be constitutional. The striking of a pen by a 5-4 majority on the Supreme Court does not make anything law. It's civics 101. And that's why, as I started out, when we went back to Iowa, and we were outside the courthouse in Iowa, we were able to say something called states' rights. You're not going to kill babies in Iowa. Not in Iowa. Why? Because Iowa passed a bill saying no abortion after a heartbeat. They passed a law. They made it a law. And the judge steps in and cancels the law. So judges can't do that. That's tyranny. That's where we are. That's what we're fighting today. That's what Bradley Dean fights against every day in his life. Tyranny. And those of you who listen to Bradley and Sons of Liberty and Sons of Liberty Media know that that is what he harps on time after time after time. And at some point, the Christian American church is going to have to wake up and say, first of all, abortion is murder. It is not legal. Men, marriage is between a man and a woman. A man cannot marry a man. It is not legal. It's not legal. Think with me, folks. Marijuana was a federal crime for years and years and years, but not in Colorado anymore. Why? Because Colorado said to the federal government, that's not your dearest jurisdiction. That is not law. We're going to rule here in Colorado that we can smoke marijuana, and the states enforced their rights to make their own decisions. Courts cannot make law. We need a real history lesson here in America, folks. We need Christians to wake up and understand that if abortion is going to be ended, we have to shake off the shackles of tyranny that the Supreme Court has thrown over our shoulders. That free men are not free if free men can't determine their own destiny. And the only way free men can determine their own destiny is if we force our government to come back to the roots of our nation, the Constitution, and follow, enforce the Constitution of the United States. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean. God bless you all. Not in Iowa. Not going to kill babies in Iowa.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.